ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana. Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala al-bayt al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Respected dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, it's a pleasure, a blessing for me personally to be with you and spending the next few minutes, inshallah, on the supplication 19th of the book Sahifa Sajjadiya. We are still in the very, very opening phrase, the very starting phrase of this dua, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the title of this dua is this, his supplication in asking for water in the istisqa ba'd al-jadb, and during for water during a drought. And then Imam Sajjad alayhi salam starts this dua in this way. He says, Allahumma asghina al-ghayth. O Allah, water us with rain, right? Give us water, give us, grant us, bestow us with your mercy with rain, right? Wanshur alayna rahmataka بغيثك المغدغ من السحاب المنساق لنبات أرضك الموفق في جميع الأفاق. And unfold upon us your mercy through your copious rain from the driven clouds, so that your goodly earth may grow on all horizons. Right? And we talked about the blessing of the motion of the sun and the moon. We talked about the importance of rain, wind, the clouds. We talked about the lunar phases. We talked about the significance of day and night and how the precise system, the accurate system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is one of the main role models for us to bring our lives into order and organization. And we talked about the infrared light, the infrared energy that we receive from the radiation that we receive from the sun that gives the blessing of heat, and how heat has changed everything that we have on the face of the earth. And again, we want to continue to talk about the blessing of the sun in this session. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back shortly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
all right, respected brothers and sisters, it is important to understand that in physics, energy is usually measured in a unit called the erg. Although other units are used for specific cases like the calorie for measuring heat or the kilowatt hour for electricity, an erg, which is a very small, tiny, perhaps we can say the tiniest bit, a unit of work or energy equal to the work done by a force the smallest, in fact, equal to 10 times 10 to the power of negative 7 joules, which is the smallest, the epsilon, the least unit that we use to calculate energy in physics. It's equal to twice the kinetic energy of an object with a mass of 1 gram moving at a speed of 1 centimeter per second. And it must be said that in terms of daily life experiences, the amount of energy represented by one erg is very, very, very small. It's the tiniest bit. For example, a flying mosquito has a kinetic energy of a few ergs, right? To heat a cup of tea, several hundred billion ergs are needed. And a typical desk lamp consumes 25 billion ergs per second. A single gram of good coal, when completely burnt, provides 300 billion ergs of energy. At the current rate of the coal, the cost of one erg is, of course, the cost of the energy that reaches our homes via power lines is more expensive than this, right? The energy of the sun's rays that strikes 1 square centimeter perpendicularly per second is estimated to be 1,350,000 ergs. This figure accounts for some of the energy absorbed by the Earth's atmosphere. And if we calculate this energy based on the price of coal, we can determine the amount of energy equivalent in dollars, in euros, is wasted daily on the surface of our home yards, right? How much energy we receive from the sun. Let's take a break and we'll be back shortly again.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
I respected brothers and sisters to just understand the value of sun, the infrared radiation, the heat that we receive from the sun absolutely for free. If we just want to look at it from the economical perspective, if we restate this using a common unit of work, the result is that the amount of daily solar energy falling on Earth's surface for every square mile is equivalent to 4,690,000 horsepower. The total annual energy received by our planet in this way is several million times greater than all the energy obtained on Earth from burning coal and other fuels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing that to you for free so that you, O human being, grow, so that you become better, so that you use all these facilities and resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made them accessible to you for becoming a better person. And then you still follow shaitan. And then you still follow your desires. Ya ayyuha al-insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What has made you arrogant to your Lord? Ya ayyuha al-insan, O the human being. Just think about the sun by itself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.